Good morning, everyone. This is Kay from the Afternoon Club. I have Kevin Rodriguez here, and he is going to talk about comics, video games, and their benefit to real life.
We're going to nerd out.
Which comic book company do you prefer, Marvel or DC?
Well, both companies have their memorable characters and storylines, but for me personally, I have to get my pick to Marvel. There's just something about how they portray their characters that's more down-to-earth and grounded and relatable as opposed to DC's big alien god-like guy punches other big alien god-like person and they make the universe explode.
What did you think of the last Spider-Man movie?
By last Spider-Man movie, are you talking about Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yes.
Ah, okay, right. Well, that movie was, well, decent, considering that it was retelling a popular character for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6th, 7th, 8th time. There were some really interesting moments. Tom Holland did an amazing job as enacting Peter Parker and Spider-Man. He was sassy and, quote-unquote, quippy when he needed to be as Spider-Man, but he also gave a good portrayal of a teenager who all of a sudden can bitch press a truck, but somehow still not able to make it to school on time. So it was a fun little movie.
So, is the Incredible Hulk a Marvel or DC character?
Incredible Hulk? Well, yes. Incredible Hulk / Bruce Banner is definitely a Marvel character. He's actually one of the few Marvel characters that don't have a accurate alter ego that you can find in DC. DC and Marvel, as the comic companies and comic storylines, are known for having kind of this quote-unquote rivalry with each other, where some characters you can find a mirror image of them in the other company's work. A prime example of this would be Iron Man being a mirror of Batman. Both are rich, both have gadgets, and they use gadgets to hurt people. Another type of connection you can make with this would be Green Arrow from DC, who is an expert with the bow and arrow, which he used to fight crime, and Hawkeye from Marvel, who also uses a bow and arrow to fight crime.
Do you feel that comics are just for kids?
Yes and no. Just like with any medium, comics are just a way to tell a story. Depending on what story being shown and portrayed, you can be a good story from anywhere between kids or up to adults. It's all a matter of representation and perception.
Okay. So, I see. That's interesting. Well, now, I would like to ask you one last question about DC Comics.
Sure.
Do you know what the DC or DC Comics stand for?
Yes. No. Yes. Yeah. Kind of. Well, at the very least, I have an educated guess. You see, the current state of DC Comics is actually a conglomeration of once singular individual comics, comic studios, and comic companies. The first of which being Detective Comics, which is the actual comic book that gave us the original Batman. You know, a detective, not superhero. Just, you know, someone who's really good at solving crimes and punching people, but with his brain. While running around with young boys. But that's beside the point.
So, the pop culture, video games, and the relevance to all this is pretty much relevance to real life.
Well, yes, as I said before, comic books and other mediums are just a way to tell a story. All of the big blockbuster movies that are coming out now that everybody's flocking to the movie theater to see are basically just rehash and retellings of stories that was already written down, inked, and portrayed within comic books and or graphic novels. Okay. Basically, everyone's running out of ideas.
Pretty much, right. So pretty much what we got is the DC and Marvel Comics, and this would be us having to sign out. And this is the end of our podcast for the evening. This will be Kay and Kevin signing out. And you guys have a good evening.
Park your butts, place your bets, and have a good evening.